I want you to open your Bible with us again to, I'm not done with, I thought I was, but I'm not, to 1 Peter 5, 8, the book of Peter. Amen. 1 Peter 5, 8. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. All right. First Peter 5:8. Let's make a confession. I'll get back there. We'll find ourselves. So I want you to say this real bold after me. I'm going to ask you a question. I'm going to ask myself a question. You ask yourself the same question. Who am I? I'm a new self. Y'all ain't sounding too convincing. I think you still think about your old self. I'm a new self.
I'm a new self.
I'm a new creature.
I'm a new species.
I'm a son of God.
With the life of God
in my spirit.
With the nature of God
in me.
I'm a child of God.
Jesus
is
my Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
He's my elder brother.
God is my father.
As Jesus
is,
so am I
on this earth.
I am the body of Christ.
And I'm wholly
filled
and flooded
with God Himself.
With God Himself.
That makes me
bad to the bone.
Bad.
Holy Ghost bad.
You don't want to mess with me, devil.
I'm bad in the spirit.
That means trouble for you, devil.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So who are we?
We are believers.
I believe
God.
God
have called me
out.
I've been born
into
a kingdom,
into
the kingdom where
God is, who is
owner
of the kingdom,
and I
become a
member
of the body
of Christ, a
citizen
of the kingdom
of heaven.
Who are you?
You
are a citizen
of the
kingdom
of heaven.
In
a kingdom
where
there
isn't
anything
missing,
lacking,
or broken,
is
full of
God's provision.
Are you hearing
me?
I said
it's full
of
God's
provision
that
He has provided
for each
of His
children.
Even
though you're here
on earth
in flesh,
you
still have been
provided
for.
A
plan from
God.
Did you hear what I
said?
A plan
from God
for your life
has already
been set in
place.
Not
partial,
but
complete.
And He is
asking you by
faith, will you
follow
the
plan He gave
you
for His life,
for your life,
to live
on earth.
And afterward,
you will live
with Him how
long?
Forever.
Say,
I will live
forever and ever and ever with my Father in eternity. He has a plan for my life right now. And He wants me to know it. And I'm here to learn it so I can do it. So I want to talk about that just a little bit today. Many, many, many people get robbed, get cheated, get distracted, and many get deceived because they submit themselves to the wrong thing. And I believe E.W. Kenyon said, I want to give credit where credit due. He said, listen to the modern day preacher and attending the modern day church, you'll think all the demons and evil spirit had been herded together like a herd of cattle and driven down to the slums. You know, where that's listen to the modern church. Not all of them, but most of them. And people are unaware of the activity of demonic forces and evil spirits. And they try to deal with them with natural means, which you'll never be able to deal with. So I want to, the Lord said, make sure you make it plain, and I'm going to do this, because when you mention certain things, are you listening to me? People take it as you're trying to beat them up, and sometimes if we don't listen to the Holy Spirit, we will get over in the flesh and say wrong, say things, say the truth, and say it the wrong way. But I want you to clearly understand, I get no pleasure out of trying to beat you up with words. You already been beat up enough. I'm going to say it again. You already have been beat up enough, probably on your job, maybe with a family member, maybe with a neighbor, maybe whatever. Maybe within yourself, the enemy just told you what a nobody you are. Because you did miss it, you did make a mistake, or you did sin, or you came up short somewhere. But I didn't come to beat you up. I come to lift you up. I want to show you, by the Spirit of God, the Word of God, how Satan have tried to be so clever to deceive God's people and make you think certain ways and think certain things and make you feel like you're the one, but he's behind all of the trouble. I said last Sunday, three things you want to be familiar with, or be aware of, not familiar with. Be aware of. That you have to deal with, and you got to know how to deal with it. And the Word of God teaches us, and that's what we're going to talk about today further. Three things you have to be aware of, and that's you got to deal with. That's the world, the flesh, and the devil. How many? The world, the flesh, and the devil. But every one of those that I mentioned has already been overcome. They already been defeated. But I want to point out some things to you that you may not be aware of, and you are allowing to infiltrate, to take influence, to take control of your life, and you need to take it back. Hallelujah.